The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
How you doing, everybody? This is Brooke Blackburn from the band Blackburn Brothers, kicking live at the Wasega Beach Stonebridge Blues Festival coming up, and this is Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Dinah Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Blackburn is a band of brothers that groove together with Dwayne lead vocals and keyboard, Brooke guitar and vocals, Corey drums, and Robert songwriter and sax. Blackburn Brothers will be performing at the upcoming Stonebridge Wasega Beach Blues on Sunday, September the 15th at 6:40 p.m. at Main Stage 2. The band garnered a Maple Blues Award for Best New Band in 2010 and a Juno Award nomination for Blues Album of the Year in 2016. In 2017, Dwayne Blackburn received 2 Maple Blues Award nominations for Piano and Keyboard Player of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year. Brooke grew up in a musical family, his father Bobby Dean Blackburn, an R&B artist who gained legendary status in the Toronto music scene, performing the city circuit for over 30 years. The Blackburn name is rooted in history of the Underground Railroad, a name that has become truly connected in the Toronto music industry. Joining me via FaceTime is guitarist and vocals Brooke Blackburn, who will share the history of the family name and their upcoming performance at the Blues Fest. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio. Wasega Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasega Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Blackburn is a band of brothers with Dwayne lead vocals and keyboard, Brooke guitar and vocals, Corey drums, and Robert songwriter and sax. Blackburn Brothers will be performing at the upcoming Stonebridge Wasega Beach Blues on Sunday, September the 15th at 6:40 p.m. at Main Stage 2. Joining me via FaceTime is guitarist and vocals Brooke Blackburn. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
So the Blackburn name shares an incredible history of the Underground Railroad, and there is a direct connection to the musical talents that we know and listen today. Can you tell us about this?
Our family came up through the Underground Railroad from Kentucky back in the early 1800s and settled just south of Owen Sound, a place called Holland Center, and then came up and then settled in Owen Sound and was a big part of the family heritage in Owen Sound. My father's grandfather had 13 kids, and those kids kind of really sort of advanced the not only the population of Owen Sound, but it advanced in the creation of it as a city. So, and that's kind of where it came from, in where we landed in Canada. And then my family came from that and then settled in Toronto, and I've been in Toronto all my life, well, Mississauga, Toronto all my life. So
the Blackburn Brothers have been playing music for years. How is the chemistry between your siblings?
Good. I mean, every day it's another thing. We've grown up learning how to box together, learning how to control each other's emotions. So, if my emotions get high, my brothers can say, Brooke, it's time to cool it or whatever. Everything's good. Everything's well. My brothers, we're all different. We're all strong in our different ways. And we all have our contribution to the band. And it's a good thing. But as far as, we're good. Yeah, it's a nice dynamic, actually, because I play with my brothers all the time. So I'm very fortunate for that. And I Everything is my family, so, you know, my brothers are very important to me.
Well, that's good to hear. Your father, Bobby Dean, shared the stage with Bo Diddley, Buddy Miles, and Rick James. How much of an influence has he had on your music?
As much as you can imagine, to be honest with you, because, I mean, we all grew up listening to my father, and we all grew up playing with my father. Like I said, I think I started playing with my father when I was like 13, 14, and you know, not everybody brings their kid up on stage, you know, and you know, when they're that young and they're just learning their chops, you know. But he has always been that kind of person to put you right in there and say, all right, it's time to play. And then I started going from my dad to a reggae band when I was 15. So I've been playing in Toronto downtown since I was 15 years old in the clubs. So it's his influence is major. And to this day, I just played with my father last week in Port Elgin. So, yeah, it's
nice.
It's a number one influence, my father.
And how was life growing up in a musical family?
Good. Life is good. I mean, it's our life. It's all we know. You know, it's people always came over and stayed at our place when they just came to town, musicians and yogis. And it was just like, we had a very spiritual home, and it was just really cool. So we grew up with musicians hanging out, and everybody, if they're a guitar player, they show me something. Keyboard player, they show Dwayne something. And drummer, they show Corey something. And sax player, they show Robert something. So it was like everybody, not only the fact that they came over, but my father owned a house. And back in, you know, the 60s and 70s, being a musician that owned a house was like, that's where you rehearse. You know, everybody comes over and rehearse in the basement. So we have a lot of influence from so many musicians in Toronto. So many. Big names that have done many great things.
Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Yeah, I wrote this song called I Want to Walk in New Orleans. I went down to Memphis and played down in Memphis, and I figured, well, you know, we walked around and seen so many amazing things and some pretty heavy spiritual things. So I said, you know, where would I like to walk around? And that would be New Orleans. So I came back from Toronto, wrote a song called I Want to Walk in New Orleans.
Joining me via FaceTime is guitarist and vocals Brooke Blackburn. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
I want to walk in New Orleans, where the band is playing, strutting to the beat. Down by the bayou, down in New Orleans, I want to walk in Memphis, down on Beale Street. Listen to the blues with everyone I meet. Down on Beale Street. Well, the blues overtakes me, makes my heart skip a beat. Makes you feel like moving in your seat. Might as well jump, shake your hips and swing. Listen to the band do that funky thing, all right. Down on Bourbon Street, straight through Memphis, down in New Orleans. I was born in the north, raised on Reel to Reel. My father would play the blues now, always the real deal. playing, strutting to the beat. Down by the bayou, down in New Orleans, well, the blues overtakes me, makes my heart skip a beat, makes me feel like moving, moving in your seat. You might as well jump, shake your hips and swing, listen to that band do that funky thing. All right, down on Bourbon Street, you understand? Straight through Memphis, down in New Orleans, yeah, down on, yeah, down on Bourbon Street, straight through Memphis, down in New Orleans, straight through Memphis, down in New Orleans.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via FaceTime, Brooke Blackburn. So Brooke, when writing songs, do you collaborate together or is it reserved to one of your brothers?
You know what? We groove together. And what I mean by that is I usually come with a groove and we sort of lock that in, and then I might come with a full song, but the groove is not set. I just come with my guitar part. And then I'll say, you know, check these changes out or whatever. And then we figure out a groove together. That's what Blackburn is. It's a collaboration of groove. And if anybody's ever seen us, they understand that groove. That groove just makes them feel kind of good and makes them move and that kind of thing. And we had a house gig in Toronto for 12 years, or 10 to 12 years. And so we always brought new songs to the right to the gig. So you're on a gig and you're saying, okay, check this out, right on stage. Well, everybody's there listening, you know, and boom. And then we just come up with a groove. But I write a lot, you know, by myself and then bring it to the band. And remember, my brother Robert does the same. He writes at home and brings it to the band, and Corey and Dwayne. That's kind of what they do. Well, you know, but we collaborate on the groove.
Okay, and the band has switched labels from Make It Real Records to Electrofy. What prompted the change?
Well, what happened was Make It Real Records was sort of a one record deal, and we did it, and it was great with Lance Anderson, a really good friend of the family, and then I was looking for a factory grant, and I was applying for a factory grant. And one thing with grants in Canada and art council grants is that you kind of need backing. So I spoke to my friends, all the people that I knew, all these, you know, different record companies, and I emailed them the night before I actually pressed send for the application. Andrew Galloway emailed me back and said, yeah, we'd love to represent you guys. Saw you guys down in Memphis, actually, and I really like you guys, and I consider you part of my label. So that was really nice, and it was just really great. And Electrofy is a pretty big record company in the blues world, so it was really, really nice for Andrew to come to our, to, you know, the last minute kind of scenario. Literally was. I mean, it was like 12 o'clock, like, I'd say about 11:58 until when I pressed send, and we got the factory grant, so.
And tell us about your album, Brothers in the World.
Brothers in This World. Yes, that was the album that we got the grant for. And fortunately for us, we're also Juno nominated for that album as Best Blues Album, so that was nice. And yeah, it's a good album. It's a collaboration of myself and my brother's writing, and my brother Robert writing a lot of tunes, and we just and Dwayne and Corey, and it's a collaboration of all original music. Well, not all original music, a few few covers on that record, but mainly original that, you know, our contribution to the blues. And we come from the soul side, so it'd be a soul funk kind of groove that you kind of add to it. And then a New Orleans tune is kind of, I need that, I needed that kind of groove. So I wrote a tune like that. And so it gives it, you know, that New Orleans style, because my father he introduced us to New Orleans music when we first started playing, like Fats Domino and people like that. So we grew up listening to that New Orleans sound more than any place. I just did a show with my father, and I realized that most of his influences came from New Orleans, and I love New Orleans. So, and I've never been to New Orleans, but I love the music that comes out of New Orleans. So we added that plus our own funk, so it's like a Canadian New Orleans kind of feel, you know?
And what can we anticipate at the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues this coming weekend?
Good show, funky, groovy. Original music, my brother's beautiful voice, Dwayne on B3, also Corey kicking down on drums, and my friend Ted on trombone, another friend Rev on trumpet, and Roger Williams on bass. So we'll have a good time. We'll have a party, and we're going to see you there Sunday.
Sounds great. So where can we find more information, Brooke, on Blackbird?
Look at BlackburnBrothersMusic.com. BlackburnBrothersMusic.com is our website, and basically, and I think there's stuff on Facebook. And just look for Blackburn Brothers, and you'll see us, I think. We're around.
Well, thank you, Brooke, for being my guest, as we look forward to seeing Blackburn Brothers at the 9th Annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues on Sunday, September the 15th at 6:40 p.m. at Main Stage 2. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Yeah, this song is called Still Taking Care of Business, and it's a groove that it basically really introduces the funky side of us, so I think you'll dig it.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Every day and every night, brothers killing brothers with no reason to fight. It's disgusting. Whoa, disgusting. All I want to do is see everybody living in harmony. Together. Whoa, together. Lady on the corner with a baby on the way. Doing the best that she can do, trying to make it through another day. A blind man on the corner, begging for a dime. Looked upon as a menace to society, no respect for mankind. Talking about taking care of business. The preacher, the street corner hustler, the busker on the street, doing the best that they can do, trying to get some food so they can eat. The homeless, the preacher, the street corner hustler, the busker on the street now, doing the best that they can do, trying to get some food so they can eat. I'm talking about taking care of business. had no reason to fight. Taking care of business. Brothers killing brothers.
This is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Brooke Blackburn for being my guest. Special thanks goes to Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Artistic Director Wayne Buttery for making this interview possible. Be sure to catch Blackburn Brothers at the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues on Sunday, September the 15th at 6:40 p.m. at Main Stage 2. For more information, visit blackburnbrothersmusic.com or their social media sites. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from my new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.